welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. Thank you so much to everyone who downloads, subscribes, rates, comments, all of the lovely stuff. We love to see it. Thank you. And it also helps to push the podcast out there to those that really need it. If you would like to get in touch, the email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok DMs are always open, Amy Butler 66, AmiButler. And my Instagram DMs are also always open, Amy Butler 96. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, anonymous friend. How are you doing this week?
Hello. I am good.
Good,
thriving.
Good.
What about you?
Good? Surviving and thriving?
Yes, I'm very tired and I'm trying to get through. I've got like a bit of a head cold cough.
Hey, it's Easter coming up.
Yeah. Oh, it's our year anniversary.
Oh my goodness, is it?
Yeah, because around Easter I always go for a little family trip to the Lake District and I climb mountains with my brother. And this time last year, that's when I discovered you.
Oh.
Sorry, that was what came across way creepier than I intended.
No, I love it.
Yeah. That's when I rolled my ball at you.
And I threw it back.
And I slid in the DMs. And then,
love that.
And then I think we went for like a drink like a week later or something like that.
Yeah, to be fair, probably. That was good times. Oh. Before I forget, you can also watch this podcast on YouTube. It's just me, though, because obviously I've got an anonymous friend. So if you want to watch me speak and also just do a lot of listening, then go over to YouTube and watch the podcast. How exciting. Let's get those views and subscribes up.
Get it on, guys.
Let's get it going. No, I'm good, though. Busy.
Yes.
Lots of stuff happening, which is super exciting. The play is on. We are pre-recording this, let's be real. But
we are, because I am not going to speak to you properly for like a few weeks because you're so busy. So
exactly.
We've got to give the listeners what they want.
Exactly. However, I will be going into show week this time. By the time this is going out, I'll be going to show week. We're up in Bedford. We're doing the Lost Lionesses. It's a play about the Women's World Cup in 1971, which is super cool, and it's a really interesting story. There's a documentary called Copper 71, if you want to go watch that. But if you are from the UK and fancy watching the play, come to Bedford, get some tickets, come and say hi. Hopefully it's coming back to London as well. But,
I would definitely say get tickets. Like, it's, even if you're not necessarily specifically interested in just women's football, I think even if you're just interested in the history of football or even just historical events,
just the politics of like women and females at that time as well.
Yeah, it is such a great show, and I felt like when I saw it I learned a lot, even though I had already seen the documentary, but it was really interesting to see it from kind of the, I know obviously you guys are not the players, but it really did feel like I was getting the players' perspective on what things were like in their friendship dynamics and their situation. And it was brilliant. And I do hope it comes back to London.
I hope it does. It was a really good story. I will forever be like championing the story because it's incredible. And the way the girls, females in general at that time were treated is wild. Absolutely crazy. That's what I'm doing at the moment. But let's get on with this week's episode. I have. Am I Cockney now? Practicing the accents because I'm acting these days. That was more like farmer, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a little bit.
Anyway, I've got an email for us. I haven't pre-read it, so it's going to be interesting. But it was quite a long one, and I thought, let's hope and pray it gives us some content to talk about. Yeah.
Love a good email, though, so, like, guys, send them in. Like, we love reading them and chatting about them, so.
Please do. I think it's the highlight of my week, looking at these emails and seeing that we've actually got people interacting with us.
Yeah, definitely.
So, this one says, "Hello, Amy and anonymous friend. My name is Joseph, and I would like to share a little about myself as a new listener to the podcast. As of writing this, I learned about the podcast yesterday, and I'm almost done listening to all the episodes. Whoa. Great stuff, you two. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You try.
We love a compliment.
I really appreciate the show. It's so easy to listen to, and I enjoy the casual yet informed approach you both taking hosting. Efforts like yours are key to educating people, raising awareness, and normalising being asexual. It also provides a needed dialogue that people may never or seldom... What does seldom mean?
Like rarely.
Oh, okay. Have access to regarding asexual topics as well as other related matters. So I want to offer my most sincere appreciation. Thank you both. So welcome. Thank you so much for emailing that.
Thanks, Joseph. We really appreciate that.
I am from and currently live in Oak Harbor, Washington, USA.
USA, baby. Worldwide.
Worldwide. I'm 24 years old and recently graduated with a BA in anthropology with a minor in women's gender and sexuality studies. Ooh. I use he, him pronouns and am queer, specifically bi and on the asexual spectrum. Typically, when discussing my sexuality with people, I say queer because of the word's rich history with activism. But also, it is a wonderful umbrella term. It is. I love that.
Yes.
I really enjoy that.
I'm here for the queer.
Here for the queer. Love that. If I have more time and someone genuinely wants to know out of respect, I will go more in depth with these labels and what they mean to me. As I reflect, there are many signs I was on the asexual spectrum, but I didn't have the words for it until I was in the community college. This will be my fifth year of being openly asexual and about 8 years of being openly bi. I say bi even though technically I fall more under the definition of pan, but I like the bi colours more. Fair enough.
Oh, I'm so here for this. This is so good.
That was the first label I felt that resonated with me, and the history of bisexuality is colourful. I might be biased, but purple is the bi flag, and that is my favourite colour. What a lovely coincidence that the ace flag also has purple in the stripe too. I have been involved in community education efforts around healthy relationships, abuse prevention, and educating people how to support survivors of abuse for several years. In addition, I have been a survivor advocate and supported survivors of intimate partner violence through direct advocacy by providing emotional support, helping with protection orders, resource referral, and awareness about the dynamics of abuse. I also have a long history of volunteering, political involvement, labour organising, and serving my community in different leadership roles, even being internationally recognised with the Diana Award and getting a visit to Edinburgh, Scotland, in 2018. That was my first time abroad and have always wanted to go back. Wow! That's actually incredible.
This is, it's unbelievable. It's really, really cool.
And I'm only about halfway through. This is really cool. Growing up as a man and being socialised as a man in our society, the gender expectation of men wanting sex all the time and being dominant never felt right with me. In fact, it made me uncomfortable. Later, when I understood the dynamics of patriarchy, sexism, gender roles, and toxic violent masculinity, as I learned in academic settings through personal research and through activism, it made me analyse my own identity in the scope of broader society. I never have been sexually attracted to people, though I have experienced other forms of attraction. In relationships, I am fine engaging in sex, but also just as content if there is no sex. I really resonated with the discussion you both had about intimacy. I think being asexual allows for a unique perspective and view of what intimacy, relationships, and romance can be. In a larger sense, it can provide a unique perspective when analysing social relations and dynamics too. In a way, although gender and sexuality are different, I believe my asexuality allowed me to embrace a softer masculinity and even embrace my femininity as well. In high school, I did not understand that when my classmates were openly discussing sexual attraction, when saying people were hot, for example, especially the boys, I just thought they were toting the line of objectification and appreciation. In that vein, listening to people talk like that initially made me uncomfortable because I thought it was just objectification entirely, which can be dehumanising. This manner of speaking and thinking still happens among people, unfortunately. But that was one of the key points where I realised maybe I was not allosexual. As I studied anthropology and minored in women's gender and sexuality studies, I was able to learn about the role of gender in pre-colonial societies and non-Western societies. How many institutions and social movements through Western imperialism and other means tried to erase pre-colonial societies and their specific cultural understandings of both sexuality and gender. I mostly studied indigenous cultures of the Americas, Southeast Asia and the Middle East. If you would ever like to ask any questions or have me on the podcast, as you both generously invited listeners, I would be more than happy to make that work despite the time difference. We could discuss a whole array of topics, share stories or discuss experiences. Apologies for the long-winded email. Many thanks for everything you both do. May this email find you safe, in good spirits and in good health. All my best. Wow. That was such a gorgeous email. Like thank you so much.
I feel like I would like you to send me that email so I can really like properly read it and take it all in, because there's so much in there that's like really cool.
Yeah, like properly dissect it. I think I probably should have read that beforehand.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We like a little surprise. But I think for me, one of the things that I really like is that labels is something that is like, I like my labels and I feel comfortable and safe with my labels, and it's nice to hear someone else, because there's lots of my friends will be like, don't worry, you don't need a label. And I'm kind of like, but I like my little labels, and I like that he's made the labels a little bit more specific to him, and he's identified individually with them and kind of in a good way mixed and matched and been like, this is what I fit into and this makes me me. And he's also gone into a bit more about how having those kind of labels and educating himself and supporting other people has influenced how his masculinity is not as manly. And like, I'm so here for that. Like, I'm so here for men being feminine and women being masculine and tough and men being vulnerable. And I think just in general, like the amount that we've just learned about someone who's, you know, across the ocean, but also has so many similarities with me and you, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. And also, like, not even, like, being less masculine, or if you're a male and embracing the feminine side, it's just being aware of it as well, which is lovely and really nice to hear, because I don't think many males will say that they embrace that side of them, or just aware of that side.
Yeah, definitely.
That's lovely.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of refreshing to hear it from another perspective, because obviously me and you know each other very well and we talk about our experiences, but when we get these emails and it really, like we've said before, never apologize for a long email. Like, it really gives us a good perspective, and it makes us feel like, you know, we've made a point of trying to build this community with more people and learning about other people's experiences. And his involvement in supporting people who are victims of various different, you know, abuse and things like that. And we just constantly talk about how we feel education is so important. And this is a person who has gone out there and just dove headfirst into education and understanding things and learning new things in order to become a better support for people. And I don't think that that's a really admirable thing to do. And not only does it build you up as a person, but it supports other people and it helps other people. And I think linking that to your asexuality and your experiences of being queer, and I would like to read that email properly and just go through it all.
Yeah, And going back to the labels, like, I've got friends who are don't have a label. You are you. We love you for you and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but the label isn't for anyone else but me.
It's for you, yeah.
I want the label. It helps me, identify as myself and learn about who I am and explain who I am to myself. But I think without the label of asexual, I would still be like, I am broken, I am weird, I am not.
Yeah, and you're on your own. And it's like you can hear someone else's different perspective, and that's a completely different perspective and a completely different background to me or you. And I think there's still things that I found in there where I was like, same. And obviously the things that he found and was like, I really like this on the podcast. And
yeah,
it builds the connections with people and those labels. I think, yes, sometimes labels can be harmful, but I think in this instance, it makes you feel supported and it makes you understand this is my label and I can tweak it and edit it and identify with whichever bits of it I want to, but it's my label and I'm happy with that.
And you know what, I know we discuss this, we say that all the time, and I know I can change my labels and all this stuff, but it's so lovely to hear someone we've not even met thinks the same. And is.
But
like,
hopefully, let's hopefully meet, because I think maybe we, after you've finished all your play business and we've got a bit more time and we'll spend more time together, I think we should really go for it, trying to get more people, because there's so many people who have said that they would love to come on the podcast, and genuinely, I would love to have these conversations with other people. Not that I don't absolutely love talking to you. I talk to you till the cows come home. And we do talk till the cows come home. But the emails are great. And it's so cool that people want to go, I'd like to come and talk to you about it.
Yeah, it's important as well. It's so important that it's not just our two voices that are being shared and given a platform to other people. And also, If you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, it's just me out there and these two, whereas actually, there's hundreds and thousands of people who I feel the same, and it's important to hear those voices and see that representation as well. So we will definitely, we'll get some more people on after my crazy period. So we'll, in May, we'll hammer that home.
Yeah,
get some guests on, which is super exciting. I also really want to get a community meetup done.
Yes, I think that's probably like the next kind of few things on our radar, because obviously this whole podcast just started from me and you would meet up and we would talk about how we feel about things and it was kind of just me and you supporting each other through it, because we had similar experiences, and obviously our friendships come from that. But the idea of a podcast was just you messaging me being like, I think this would be really good, and me going, you know what, yeah, come round, let's do it, let's have a little go. And it's really turned into something else, and I think if we can push more for it and have community meetups and have more people on
and also raise the
awareness and improve our own education and hopefully help other people, I think that's more than what we'd hoped from just a little off comment of, shall we start a podcast?
Everyone else is doing it. Why don't we? Also, I know this, I feel like this turned into a little planning meeting actually, but I would love, the culture of live podcasts are now a thing, and I know you're anonymous. Maybe you can come and with a paper bag on your head or a Hulk mask or something, but maybe the idea of a live podcast where we sort of have an audience would be quite cool. And maybe one day we could take it to America or something. Imagine that.
That would be so cool.
We were just talking about Australia as well.
We were.
I can see the vision for having really, really building a community that's worldwide. That's the dream, guys. Put it into the universe.
Manifestation, baby, manifestation.
Yes, exactly. I manifest every night, I'm not gonna lie.
Good. Keep going. It's working.
I'm gonna add this to the list. The universe is gonna be like, what now? Another thing.
You've put in far too many requests.
Let someone else have a go.
I'll have a go because I don't really manifest, so I'll try and see if I can
I think the universe will appreciate a new face popping up.
Well, an anonymous face.
An anonymous face. Exactly. Wear your hat, they'll never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I think, although it is a short and sweet episode this week, I think it's a blooming good one.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good place to end. So, have you got anything to add?
No, I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joseph. That email was incredible. And also for taking the time to even type all of that is amazing. To put that effort into contacting us and that, really, really appreciate it. If anyone else wants to send any in, no matter how long, how short the email is, we love to hear from you. And yeah, this community is building and it is getting somewhere. And it's really something, I don't know about you, but I'm proud of.
I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of us, and it is one of the I do look forward to it, like whenever we kind of catch up about it. So
yeah,
I think it opens a lot more conversation for me as well, and makes me think about things that I wouldn't necessarily think about in the same way. So
great,
thanks, babes.
Oh, thank you for joining me. Right, thank you so much for listening this week. Please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, comment, download. Anything else? Watch on YouTube if you would like to see my face and all the facial expressions that I pull. I do a lot of playing with my hair, which might not be very entertaining, which I understand. Anyway, have a lovely weekend, everybody. We will be in your ears next week.